The war crimes trial of Slobodan Milosevic began its second week today, with the former Yugoslav leader declaring himself morally superior to his accusers. That charge was the finale of a three-day tirade by Milosevic. It came as the prosecution presented its first witness, the former communist boss of Kosovo. From The Hague, NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports.
Slobodan Milosevic today ended a 10-hour opening statement that stretched out for 3 days. Striking a defiant pose against the West, he accused Germany and the United States of acting deliberately to bring about the disintegration of Yugoslavia. He said with the Cold War over, the NATO alliance tried to dominate Eastern Europe through the fragmentation of multi-ethnic countries such as the Soviet Union and Czechoslovakia, as well as Yugoslavia. Milosevic showed the court an undated TV documentary, which included post-crisis interviews with former British Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington and former U.S. Secretary of State James Baker. Both men criticized what they called Germany's hasty recognition of Croatian independence in December 1991 as having triggered the war in Bosnia and the total breakup of the Yugoslav Federation. Pointing his fingers at the prosecution, Milosevic said, "The evidence he produced proves that this tribunal is an instrument of lies.
The truth is on my side. That is why I feel superior here, and that is why I feel to be the moral victor. After all, the public will speak up. They are the jury, because this tribunal does not have one."
Milosevic failed to address any of the 66 counts in the prosecution charges lodged against him, and he denied knowing about any of the war crimes ascribed to him, including the 1995 massacre of more than 7,000 Bosnian Muslim men at Srebrenica. Richard Dicker, head of the Human Rights Watch International Justice Program, said Milosevic's defense was essentially a political tirade,
aimed at casting himself as the victim, NATO as the criminal, and this tribunal as its accomplice.
With the conclusion of Milosevic's statement, the prosecution began laying out its case by calling its first witness, Mahmut Bakali, a top Communist Party official in Kosovo in the 70s. He was questioned about life in Kosovo after Milosevic cracked down against Albanians and annulled the Serbian province's autonomy status in 1989.
In every walk of life, there was apartheid. People were thrown out of their jobs. They were thrown out of the government offices, cultural affairs, out of education, and in general, out of social life.
Bakali testified that many Kosovo Albanians were arrested and some disappeared. The former party official met with Milosevic in Belgrade in May 1998 in an attempt to defuse mounting tensions in the province. Bakali told the court that he pleaded unsuccessfully with Milosevic to put an end to what he called police crimes against Albanians. The prosecution is trying to prove that not only was Milosevic aware of Serbian police repression in Kosovo, he did nothing to stop it or punish the perpetrators. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.